Jackson was, it was a hit. Black and Tan. There was a pool hall on the corner of 23rd and Jackson called Smokey's. We used to gamble in there. There was a short black guy, smoked a cigar. His name was Smokey. And we used to go in there and we would bet money on horses and different things and pool. You know, I was like 13, 14 years old, I believe. And I would go to the clubs and mop their floors at night to make extra money. Because my mother always told me, she said, well, look here, son, you know, in order for us to get you something, you got to work. So I'd mop the floors and I would hear all these different musicians play, you know. And then there was another club on 14th and Jefferson called the Blue Note. That was another popular place for blacks to go. Jimi Hendrix played there for the first time. I worked with Dave Lewis Band. Yeah, Dave Lewis put out a song, Little Red Apple or Little Red Door, I can't remember. His name was Snippy, the organ player. He played a Hammond B3. So he played here. And then we had Family Affair. We had Cold Bowling Together. We had Quiet Storm. And they played at a club called the Golden Crown. And there were steep stairs to get up to the club. So if you got drunk, you had to sit on your ass and come down. You know, that's just how it was. And that was the club to go to. And then we had the Cotton Club. Prior to that, the Heritage Club, which is on MLK, where Seattle Housing is now. And the Shy Lights, the Temptations, all of them came there to that place. They paid us, you know, $100 for a night, you know. But it wasn't about the money. It was about us playing. That's what it was about. Like Seward Park, we used to go there every summer, and all the blacks would be there, barbecue, everybody would be barbecuing. And we'd have bands, different bands there and playing, and we'd party. Well, that don't happen no more. That's gone too.